Hey, podcast listeners, would you like to support the 4AM podcast in their podcast endeavors? Well, we have great news for you. We have just opened our merchandise store on Teespring. You can find us on Teespring at 4AM Podcast or go through our website at 4ampodcast.podbean.com.
Get some swag.
Get some cool swag. We got lots of merch there. We got t-shirts, we got hoodies, we got mugs, we got stickers, all kinds of cool stuff featuring inside jokes from our podcast and our podcast logo. And the best thing is, all of those proceeds help to support yours truly, the 4AM podcast.
Yeah.
And right now through January 1st, if you go to our store and buy some merch, either a shirt or hoodie or whatever, you can take a picture of yourself wearing your shirt and send it to us, and we'll make that count as a sponsored episode. You can tell us what episode you want to sponsor, and we'll put your episode on the sponsor list. For everybody else, if for whatever reason you don't want to buy any merchandise, but would still like to sponsor an episode, that means you tell us what we're going to watch. It's just $20 donated to our PayPal address, which you can find on our website. Again, that's 4ampodcast.podbean.com. Thanks for listening, guys, and enjoy the episode.
The following podcast may contain spoilers, strong language, graphic violence, and nudity. Viewer discretion is advised. We'll see who's fifth or the fastest.
Four guys and a movie. Four guys and a movie. Don't I, Brian Roberts, you're reviewing movies for the show. Four guys and a movie.
Hello, everyone. It's 4AM once again, and that means it's time for the 4AM podcast, where me and my friends watch movies from our past and see how they hold up to our older, more cynical selves. I am your host, as always, Tony. Joining me today is...
I'm sorry, I was sick last week.
And...
Brian.
So sorry. Do you have a name, a shorter name we can call you by?
Yeah, Sid Survivor.
Jesus Christ. All right, so...
All right, that's how we start. Doritos are close at hand. All right, cool.
Well, the Grandmaster has returned for Ip Man 3, alternatively known as Ip Man 3D.
What?
I guess maybe it was released in 3D somewhere.
Come on.
Also known on American bootlegs as Ip Man 5 for some reason.
Is that why there were so many shots of like them punching directly at the camera?
Yep.
Maybe that's what it was. Okay.
I was sure of it towards that end fight when they have the pole like right out there.
That explains the first scene.
With the moth?
No, with that too, but with the cigarettes. That explains that then.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. All right.
All right. So as this is the third in the installment here, we are already aware it's directed by Wilson Yip, who also did Bullet Over Summer, The White Dragon, and Magic to Win, and the other Ip Man movies. I'm just picking randomly now because whatever we've mentioned them every time. So.
Yeah, but this could be someone's first episode. They don't know.
In which case, I don't know.
Could they just randomly just pick the podcast, listen to, and found our amazing podcast?
Every episode is somebody's first episode.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm still reading off the movies he did. I'm just not
just doing fucking around. Calm down, damn son. Shit. All
right, damn girl. All right, so. Rob, what's your personal history with this movie?
I've seen this once or twice before with the wife, with the woman.
I refuse to watch it with you tonight.
Refuse to watch it, and will probably refuse when I tell her to get me another beer.
All right. And Brian?
I've never seen this before, so it's the first time for me. I've seen like one of the fights, but not the whole movie.
Okay. Yeah, this is the first time I've seen this as well. I hadn't seen any of it. I've seen the trailer, and I saw Mike Tyson was in it, and I steered clear of this movie.
Decided it wasn't for you.
Yeah.
Mike Tyson's been in some funny movies.
The first one I enjoyed because it had cool action, and it was based on a true story. The second one didn't seem to be based on much of anything, and this one just seemed to be nonsense. So it was like, you know what, I'm good, but we'll get there.
And once again, Joe cannot be with us. He's rubbing Dawn on baby ducks on the Gulf Coast or something like that.
I thought he was abducted by aliens.
Who's Dawn? Last week.
Well, good luck with that, Joe and Dawn.
There's another joke in there somewhere.
Yep.
trying to avoid it.
Yeah. So, Donnie Yen, who played the Grandmaster in the first two Ip Man movies, was hesitant to reprise his role because, according to him, the second Ip Man was incontrovertibly going to be a classic, and it's better.
The second one?
Yeah, even better than the first. According to him.
Okay. Was he really doing opium or just a character?
He's method.
But he believed it would be better to end on perfection than try and go for another shot and leave a good memory behind.
Translation. I think I got this Star Wars thing coming up. I don't want to, sign myself to something.
This is the first time that Mike Tyson has ever played a major character in a movie besides himself.
Awesome. Major should be in quotation marks.
Yeah. Donnie Yen's wife was very much afraid of him being in this movie and having to face Mike Tyson in an actual fight. But as it turned out, in their first fight, Donnie Yen fractured one of Mike Tyson's fingers. So I guess he wasn't the one that should have been afraid. Bruce Lee, who is
dead.
Wow. Yeah, he actually died 6 months after Ip Man himself. Believe it or not. But he is in this movie. And actually, I thought this was going to be more of a plot point than it was, because he never actually was a student of Ip Man's. He trained under one of Ip Man's students who became a grandmaster. I believe he did meet Ip Man a few times and whatever, but they never were, he was never a direct student of his. But it didn't really happen in this movie either. But also, the main reason I bring Bruce Lee up is because originally Pegasus Productions decided that no one could quite capture the magic of Bruce Lee, so they were going to CGI him in.
What year did this come out?
2015.
Okay, all right.
That sounds terrible.
I mean, they could have done it, because when did Civil War come out?
Civil War?
Yeah.
That was the same 16. Year, wasn't it?
No, that was 16, wasn't it?
No, it wasn't last year.
They made Robert Downey Jr. look like he was, a kid, kind of.
Kind of. Yeah.
But it was it was believable enough, to be effective in the movie.
It will be about as believable as Grand Moff Tarkin in Rogue One.
That I appreciate that a lot. I don't y'all graphic design students and shit have these weird eyes and stuff. But for me, I was like, that's Moff Tarkin, he died. But I liked it.
Okay.
I mean.
Fuck you. Fuck you too.
I didn't even say anything. Well, I mean, I did before. I'm not saying anything now. I did not enjoy the CGI characters in Rogue One. But I mean, that's my opinion.
You're entitled to it.
I like what they were trying to do. I wasn't super thrilled with how they did it.
But I think for this, where, as far as I could tell, it was almost all practical effects, to have just a random one. It's supposed to be 1950s China, and here's a cartoon character. It's like, oh, I started watching the Chinese knockoff Who Framed Roger Rabbit, apparently.
Mike Tyson.
I will. All right. See, that's one cartoon character.
Yeah, enough. I was going to say, that's cartoonish enough. And if you're not going to use CGI to cover up those face tattoos, let's not have.
Now, picture Mike Tyson just going,
please. You punch him, and pigeons fly out when you punch him.
So does anyone want to guess at how much money this movie?
$12 million.
Oh, man. 15. I'm going to go 15. It's probably under 10.
Going to CGI him in there for $15
million? Well, they didn't.
No, they didn't. But they did have $36 million.
What?
On this movie.
Why?
What?
Probably all set pieces.
And Mike Tyson, I'm sure.
And Mike Tyson.
What?
Mike Tyson can't have been that expensive.
I'm saying.
They broke so many windows. Come on, guys. No, yeah, most of it's, I'm sure, set pieces and stuff like that.
I feel like most of those windows were CGI. Like, in the Tyson fight, I felt like a lot of those windows were not really being punched out. Well, he was just punching.
I mean, maybe. It might have been, that candy glass.
Okay.
Stuff. That's what I was.
And, the shards might have been CGI.
Okay.
After, because they probably weren't going to rain shards of glass on the little girl. But yeah. Maybe they did. I don't know. I don't know what the labor laws are like over there. I just know those kids better keep making my Transformers if they know it's good for them.
So anyway, there were a lot of different sets and so on, and a whole lot of people at several points. So I could kind of see that. Plus 2015 and a CGI moth.
Yeah, that moth was $22 million.
Oh, let's also not forget.
Food fight.
Let's also not forget 3D cameras.
Oh, that'll do it.
Okay.
Just all that 3D filming.
All right. Mm-hmm.
And yeah, want to guess how much money this movie made?
$13 million.
It's time to go 15 again.
Wow, that's rough. It was $2 million in the U.S., but $157 million worldwide.
Wow!
Okay. All right.
All right.
They're making a fourth.
That's, I mean, sure. So.
I mean, there's four Curtis movies, right?
Are there only four?
I think so. Sorry for that cough.
How many Tremors movies are there?
I don't know, William. How many are there?
I think five now.
I mean, have you gone back to hear our first episode of Tremors, William?
Anyway.
I mean, if you haven't, I'm going to give you a warning. Audio quality, not good.
Look, that's why we had the website and to sell the shirts, to be able to upgrade our equipment.
Right. I know. So, I mean, exactly. Like, you're not wrong.
We're slowly trying to improve, folks. But yeah. Let's not put you through that nonsense right now. Let's tell you who's in this movie.
Nonsense.
A bunch of Chinese people and Mike Tyson.
It was a British guy, too.
Please, I can't even.
Yeah, you can't see the air quotes Rob needed to use when he said British person.
It's a toss up for the worst acting in this film. And I think Mike Tyson gets it only because he had more lines.
Yeah, it's when he spoke, it was precious.
So yeah, we do have Mike Tyson, as you mentioned, playing
Frank.
Yeah, Frankie. They just call him Frankie.
Do they ever say his name? Did they call him Boss the whole movie?
No. They just call him Frankie.
Yeah.
A couple of times.
I know at least the quote-unquote British guy, the Mary Poppins chimney sweep that shows up calls him Frankie.
He buckets his cheerio.
Dude talks like Luscious Malfoy ate Snidely Whiplash. It's like... It's like... All right, this is a deep cut. Snape from the Potter Puppet Pals.
Wow.
That's what this dude sounds like.
I think the Oni and G cartoon did a better job of Snape than this guy.
Sorry.
So who else we got here, Brian?
Leviosa.
We got Donnie Yen. We got Lin Hung playing his wife. We got Jin Zhang playing the other Wing Chun master dude.
All right. Mm-hmm. You know, Rickshaw puller.
Yeah, yeah. Mike Tyson's Frank. We got Patrick Tam as King Sang. So he's the dude that was kidnapped the kids later on.
Oh, he was the Elvis.
Yeah, the Elvis guy.
Chinese so Elvis. Yeah.
Okay. We got Kent Chang as Fatso again. He's, you know, coming mm-hmm. back from. He's called Fatty Poe in the movie, so his last name is Poe, I guess.
Yeah, Sergeant Poe.
Yeah. And then we got Kwok Kwan Chan. I'm not sure if I'm saying that right, but he's playing the guy playing Bruce Lee. Like, he has like 5 minutes in there.
Yeah,
but.
I mean,
it's just such a weird tease. All right. So yeah.
But he starts the movie, so
he does. Well, to be fair, we start the movie once again with punching some wood, as these movies like to do.
I'll play with the wooden man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's doing his practices, he's hitting the thing, a little moth lands on it, and we start our movie. Bruce Lee shows up at the door, he wants to be trained, he's like, listen, I showed up when I was a little kid, and you told me, get the hell out of here until I'm older now, let me show you my moves, and tries to show him how fast he is by kicking a cigarette out of his mouth.
It's a nice little scene, mm-hmm. It's all slow motion, but It Man's like, how fast are you? And he lights a cigarette. And the whole time, this dude trying to kick it out of his mouth, he's just like dodging them and like getting out of the way and shit. And then he starts throwing cigarettes out of his pack at him for some reason. I don't know why this made, like, people who I know smoke don't waste fucking cigarettes. Like, yeah.
Well, the general idea was just, you know, you say you're fast. I want to see how fast you are. Can you hit everything that I throw at you? And that's all he had to throw.
Yeah, so he's throwing like cigarette after cigarette. He's kicking them. He kicks everything.
Yeah.
He speaks for everything.
And then he throws his cup of water at him, and he kicks it.
Yeah, I was like, what were you hoping to do with your foot with the water coming at you?
That seems to be the ultimate test here, because then he said, like, do you really think you kicked the water or something like that? And it's just like,
I mean, he did.
Leave. He did kick the water.
It's like, sorta. Yeah, man, my foot's all wet. I kicked the water. Yeah.
Now, if he had, like, took his shoe off and then put the water in his shoe.
Oh.
And then, like, see, that would have been, like.
That would have been more impressive.
Yeah.
I also thought he was going to, like, get his foot up towards his face and kick some of that water back at him. Because if he had gotten him wet, even just a little, I'd be like, that's something. But
maybe.
No, he just kind of kicks it, some of it aside. He still gets wet. But yeah, so It Man's like, you know, you've got good skill, but you're not quite there yet. And opens the door for him. So he leaves. And that's Bruce Lee, folks.
He comes back later in the movie, though. But yeah.
Kind of. So yeah, now we see It Man's kid is in the schoolyard. And he's getting
finally aged.
No, a different kid.
Yeah, well, they finally show him as an aged child.
Yeah, this is the baby from the last movie. Is now. Yeah,
this is the baby. So the kid.
Oh, that's
the,
true. Yeah, I'm sorry.
The kid from the last movie probably never aged. They just shipped him away because he was weird.
Because he had that Benjamin Button disease.
This movie takes place 9 years later.
Yeah, so that kid
from the last movie.
The kid died as a fetus, and then. Jesus. Isn't that how Benjamin Button works?
So wait, was that not his kid? Was that his grandfather, maybe?
Yeah, probably.
That's weird.
I mean, yeah. So, yeah, the second baby that's born at the end of It Man 2 is now 9 years old.
I mean, older. This kid is not 9 years old, but
is he's now older. 11 years old. He's 12 years young.
He's an age.
Of going to school age.
Yeah, he's an age.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're not in school by 9 years old, I don't know what to tell you. But
maybe it's because I was so much bigger when I was nine. Maybe that's what it is.
Yeah, that's probably it. I mean, this kid looks like a nine-year-old to me. I don't know.
All right.
Well,
he actually looked maybe even a little younger. Like
that's what I'm saying. He looked like five or six to me. Like
oh, okay. Yeah, okay.
He did look a little young for a nine-year-old, but considering his brother never aged at all, like maybe they've got some kind of weird family disease, and it just happens.
So it's Asian genes, guys.
Sure. Anyway, he gets into a fight with this other kid. They, you know, end up going to the principal's office, and they call in their parents. It Man shows up and is like, yeah, you shouldn't be fighting. Let's, you know, apologize to this kid.
The fight was cool, though, because, like, they were trying to compare their styles. He's like, I'm whatever, I'm Wing Chun, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, I'm Ip Chang, Wing Chun, Ip Man, Wing Chun. Mm-hmm. And they were comparing skills. It was a double fight.
I mean, granted, the fight was just them slapping each other.
Yeah.
Just hilarious. Straight up windmill slapping each other.
Yeah. So Ip Man says, you know, you need to apologize to him. Let's get him some dinner. His kids obviously seems to be hungry. So they take him home. His father eventually shows up. I guess he was running late because he is a rickshaw. Driver? Puller?
Puller, that's what I said.
I mean,
you call it whatever you want. You pull rickshaws, that's what they said, so.
Okay. Yeah, he pulls rickshaws for a living. So he eventually shows up. He takes his kid. He's immediately kind of a dick for no apparent reason. He's just kind of like, why am I here? Like, what are you doing?
I didn't feel that way.
At all. Yeah.
Yeah.
He seemed very respectful at first.
Yeah.
Well, sort of, but, like, I felt he had that thing, like, I'm going to be respectful because I'm supposed to, but I just hate you.
See, I felt opposite. I felt like he felt less than because, like, his kid was hungry, and he walks into this big old house, all the stuff around, and this guy's being so great to his kid, and he's like, man, I need to do better. I felt like he was more embarrassed than he was, like, angry at him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe.
That's what I got.
But anyway, he takes his kid away. But they're now friends, supposedly.
Well, he, because they're talking, he's like, Ip Man's like, I saw your kid working the wooden man, and he looked really good at it. He was taught really well.
Did you teach him yourself?
Yeah, who taught him? You taught him. Good job. And he's like, oh, I heard you're famous. You know, I heard you practice, and maybe one day we can spar together. Hitman's like, he makes the same face he always makes, like, fuck. All right.
I'm going to have to kill you, aren't I?
You mean that opium high smile?
Fuck. All right.
So anyway, we see, I believe we just now, we're seeing this father also is fighting in some underground tournaments. He seems to be a great fighter. He's winning all his matches.
Yeah, he's doing his thing.
They are run by Mike Tyson.
Like, in walks the boss.
For some reason.
Wife and daughter.
Yep.
I'm assuming it's his daughter. The credits say it's his daughter.
Okay.
But let's just say they don't look alike.
I mean, yeah.
She had no face tattoo, so I don't believe
this. There's no yin in that yang.
But, like, it's...
She kind of had a lisp.
So, Mike Tyson, if you're listening, I'm sorry.
Yeah, if you're listening, we're all sorry.
Don't hit me. But, so, like, he's just playing with the kid at first. Just saying, hey, you know, hey. He's just going, hey, hey. And you're like, oh, okay. Is he going to speak in English or is he going to speak in Chinese? Like, what's going to happen?
You're on the edge of your seat waiting. Just waiting for that first line to come out. You're like, oh, it's coming. I don't know what language it's going to be in, but it's coming.
And like, he starts on English. Like, this is...
But you're still not sure.
It's all subtitled anyway. So, like... That was the weirdest part, is because, like, I understood what he was saying, and the subtitles were different. Like, the gist was about right, but it was just different. But then at one point, he says something in Chinese, and I'm like, what the fuck was that?
He keeps switching in and out between Chinese and English, and I just was like, did I just mishear him, or was that a different language? What is happening?
Because it was 80 yard, clearly 80 yard. Like, but was it his voice?
I didn't think so at first, but the more Chinese he used, the more I'm like, I think that might be him.
Yeah, they might have had him do his lines like 100 times over. Yes. But somewhere else. Like, well, add it. Fuck it. Well, add
it. All right, Mike. When I say this to you and press down on your foot.
Like, that had to be it. That had to be it.
That's why all the lines in Chinese seemed a bit more tired and frustrated.
Yeah.
This is take number 4012.
One more time. One more time, Mike. All right, you can do this.
You're going to take this next take, or I'm going to come in there and punch you right in the face.
I said it right. Do I get my spring rolls now?
So...
I'll be in my trailer.
So we see, I don't know why this happens.
They don't explain it. For some reason, Frank, Mike Tyson's character, wants a school. Like, he needs a school. They don't say what it is. At first, I thought it was Ip Man's martial arts school. That's what I thought at first. But I guess he's like a real estate boss in the area or something like that. He owns mad shit. He's like, I want that school. My plans hinge on that school. And they never say what his plans are. They never say what.
Question for the table.
Yes.
Why is Mike Tyson in this movie?
I don't know.
Why is Donnie Yen in this movie?
Why is Mike Tyson in this movie?
This movie could have, like, who he fights at the end would have made a much better just full storyline.
Yeah.
Just them two being friends and then, like, you know, having it out, you know, whatever. But they make some weird choices for this movie.
Spoiler alert, Donnie Yen fights Mike Tyson in this movie.
Halfway through it
means nothing.
Literally ends at the bell. It just
really does.
Oh, time's up. We're done. Okay.
Well, that's my time. Time to collect my paycheck and go home.
Yeah.
That's what it was. That's what it was for real.
You later, movie. Yeah, this, not to get too deep into this, but this is the same problem I've been having with, like, the bigger DC movies, is you have, like, five different storylines you're trying to get in one movie. It's like, just pick one, guys.
He has a fresh rant waiting on Justice League.
I know.
It's waiting. Know he we should record that separately.
We should. Justice League rant.
But, like, still. Like,
$20 bucks will do it.
Tony's solo episode. Yeah.
We're regardless, the point is, like, yeah, like, you know, we're saying here, it's, this is one movie and it stops halfway through the movie so we can start the next movie that's all about him and this other grandmaster. And it's like, what, why are we doing this? Like, can't you just pick one, guys? But so anyway, he wants a school for reasons, and it's the school It Man's kid is going to, this other, the rickshaw grandmaster is going to, his kid is going to, I should say.
Ricky Shaw.
And they
that's kind of racist. I don't want to say that.
I suppose that might be. But they send.
It was Tin Chi was his name. That's what I'm gonna call him.
Tin Chi.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna call him Tintin. So.
Okay. Also racist, probably somehow.
No, it's that it shouldn't be.
Wasn't that a dog?
A Rin Tin Tin was a dog. I think no, Tintin.
The Adventures of Tintin, he had a dog.
That was something else. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, but Rin Tin Tin is a dog.
Yes. But I didn't say Tintin.
That was a British thing, right?
Yeah. He did have a dog, but I believe Tintin was the name of the boy, not the dog. Way off subject. So, regardless, they send Elvis in to fight them.
Yeah, so like the pit boss of that arena is this guy. He's playing Elvis music or Elvis type music, that like rock and roll kind of stuff, and he has his hair slicked back and his bright colored clothes, like, you know,
it's the '50s.
Yeah,
he's obviously influenced by America.
He's a greaser.
Yeah, but so they send him and his goons in to rough up the principal.
Yep, and they happen to do this at a time when Ip Man is leaving late for whatever reasons. So he sees this guy's going in, and he's like, I smell something funky here. So he waits around and ends up busting up this possible kidnapping, murder, whatever they were planning on doing. I'm not sure.
They're trying to make him sign away the school.
Right, they were just trying to make him sign. So
yeah.
Which, does the principal own the property? Is that
I'm going to guess yes. In this case, I'm going to guess he it's his school. He founded the school. I'm guessing.
That's entirely possible.
This is, again, if you had devoted this movie to the first half of the movie, we probably could have gotten into this stuff. But since it's not really relevant, we don't. So, we get a nice little fight here where Elvis does his Simpson-style fighting.
I'm going to swing my arms like this. If you get hit, it's your own fault.
Okay, well, I'm going to start kicking like this.
He doesn't even really say that. He's just like, okay, kick you in the face. Doesn't.
I believe he says, I know kung fu. You don't believe I do? Watch me. Start swinging his arms around. That's his actual line of thing.
Is that when, Ip Man kicks him?
I believe so.
When does he do the face palm?
So many times.
That's the other guy. Okay. Like shortly after that, this one dude starts coming up behind him and he just kind of like gets his hand up in his face like, you're not going to do anything. And the guy just stops.
It's like this fight is like so disrespectful to everyone in the fight except for Ip Man. Like he's like he's rude with how he's like stopping them. He's like, he lets them know real quick, you have no chance to sit over there. You sit down. He pins one guy against the wall by like his throat. And like calls, he picks the phone up, dials the operator, says he needs the police. He's like holding the guy by his throat still.
But yeah, no, the best, I think we're talking about the same one, I'm pretty sure. But yeah, he has, it's more of a, you know, open hand, ready to strike somebody. But he puts it against this guy's face, and it's the equivalent of like putting your finger to someone's lips. Like, you're not gonna talk now. And that guy just seems to shut down. Like, okay.
He's like, tss, tss, tss.
Bad dog. Bad dog. So crisis averted there.
Yeah. The Fatso shows up. You know, he's back in this movie. Fatty Poe.
He is Sergeant Poe. Sergeant Fatty Poe.
That's what they call him, Fatty Poe.
That's what they call him, yeah. He's trying to help them out, but he's like, you know, listen, I understand they were attacked and that's terrible, but I don't have enough people to have someone stationed here at all times. So they're just going to have to call me when they need me, and hopefully they won't need me.
Yeah, the police ever tell you, we can't come here to like, we're not staffed enough, so you guys stay here, and then when something happens, just call us and we'll come. Because we're too busy to sit here all the time. So you guys, you being put in danger, and then call us when you need us to come.
Like, we got this thing going on over here. Could you just, you know, just pop in? Could you just watch? Sure, officer. I'll watch your wife, too.
Okay. So,
so that's what he does.
Yeah, days go by. He's like, they're like watching the school, I guess.
Yeah, he stays at school all the time. We get a brief thing about the teachers and some kind of romance, but it doesn't amount to anything.
Black of the berry, sweet of the juice.
That's random as fuck for listeners, but okay.
It's what it says on my black cherry hard cider that I'm currently drinking.
That's random as fuck. Nice.
I was really hoping he wouldn't follow up on that, and they thought that was connected to me, my talking about the love story. I was like, wait, what?
I was talking about Officer Poe.
So.
He's brown from the waist down, if you know what I'm saying.
So now the, because it goes, first they rough up the teacher, then they chain the school up.
Yes.
Yeah, so
they board it up as if that's going to do something. It delays them a bit.
Yeah. I'm like, bolt cutters should be invented by this point. Someone should be able to just cut chain off.
Yeah, 1,000 times.
Yeah. Like, so they do.
That's basically what they do.
But, hit it with a hammer.
Yeah, oh, yeah, like, but fuck whatever.
Chains.
Oh, this square was made in China. It breaks right off.
Yeah, I think somebody was like, were bolt cutters invented yet? And they're like, I don't have time for that shit. Boom. There we go. But yeah, so they, you know, school's back in session, and then they're the guys are pissed off. They see that they broke themselves back in. So they're like, all right, we're going to come here tonight. We're going to burn this place down.
Yo, they show up with like 100 guys with gasoline or probably kerosene or whatever.
Yeah.
And like this point, it man has like his 7 students. It's him and 7 students versus like literally 100 guys.
Yeah. Oh, but that's more than enough. They've also got the bad guys have poles and all kinds of weapons and whatever, but doesn't mean anything. Hitman just proceeds to start whipping some ass.
But they capture the principal. They put him in a bag and they're taking him away. And well, yeah,
there's just too many of them for Hitman to be on top of everybody. Yeah. So yeah, a couple of them grab the principal. They're heading out with him when they run into the rickshaw with Tintin, and he's just like, "Hey, that's this isn't cool." And starts kicking some ass.
Yeah, he's wrecking ass, yo, for real.
Yeah.
It's a cool scene because, like, you got Ip Man doing his thing, beating up 50 guys, and then, like, Tenchi's beating up 50 guys. Like, they kind of meet in the middle. It's kind of dope.
Yeah, but at this point, like, I started to make the observation that, like, Donnie Yen is not, like, he's not giving it the same that he did in the first movie. Even the second one, it was still mostly this one is kind of, like, seems to be a lot slower. It looks a lot more choreographed to me. So I just wasn't enjoying the fights nearly as much, but I mean, that's just me.
I feel there's a bit of that.
I felt like it showed more of an aging master.
Yeah, I suppose that's true.
That is very, and very possibly that just Donnie Yen didn't, you know, he's a little older now. Maybe he's not quite he able was like, to the do it as
second
much.
Second one was perfect. I don't want to make this one anyway.
Yeah.
But, let me just phone it in.
But Tintin is doing a fantastic job and just breaking arms left and right and whatever. And
but, like, I mean, I'm going to spoil fuck the end now. I'm going to spoil it anyway. But, like, it kind of makes sense what you're saying because Tenchi, he's like, I've seen your martial arts now. You know, you study this, whatever, whatever. And so for the end of the movie, that fight, he's in his mind, he's still fighting this guy. He's still fighting the guy who's kind of slower and not really going all in it, whatever. And at the end, when he gets hit in the face, he was like, let me be serious for a second. And then the fight's over.
Yeah.
It's like, all right. But yeah, so I mean, it kind of makes sense if you see them that way.
It's a good take on it. So what the hell do we do now?
Maybe he was...
We get some wife scenes.
Some wife scenes.
Yeah, well, because... The wife, you know, watching the kid and like she's not feeling well, and it's, throughout the movie, it kind of peeks in here and there.
Yeah, I mean, she's acting kind of like we all are on Saturday after the podcast is said and done. You know, that fourth meal starts kicking in.
Yeah, having some stomach
pain. Hate yourself after eating all the things you shouldn't eat. And like,
Like that donut I just ate that I really wasn't hungry for.
Oh, but you ate it though.
I ate it because I saw it.
Quickly too. It was like five bites. It was gone.
Yeah.
I ate it because I saw it in the Fat Chat story.
That's how it works.
Yeah.
I mean, Thanksgiving, you know.
Oh, God. So, yeah, the mother, or the wife.
Tyrannosaurus. My vision is based on movement. If I'm moving and I see food, I eat it. I don't know. I lost that one a little ways through.
It's all right.
The donut
kind of halfway going through it, like
yeah.
I'm glad you interrupted me.
Kind of phoning it in.
The donut was shaking. Well, out of fear.
An aging fat master. That's what's happening here. Mm-hmm. So, where she goes and she gets some kind of medication from the store or whatever.
Yeah, her guts hurt.
Yeah.
To help with the abdominal pain.
It's rhinoceros balls, powdered. Pilled.
But yeah, that's a whole different side plot. We'll go back to the regular plot.
I'm trying to remember what the main plot was. Okay, so this is where they decide to just start kidnapping children. They're just like, we got puppies in a van. Who wants to find them?
No. Before we hit that point, the pit boss guy,
Elvis,
the Elvis King Sang, whatever the Elvis dude, whatever. He goes up to Tenchi, is like, yo, you fighting my pits? Like, after a fight, he's like, you fighting my pits? You beat up some of my guys the other night, you know? You fight well, but you kind of owe me a favor now. And the guy's like, look, how much money do I owe you? He says, no money. Do me a favor and I'll pay you.
Mm-hmm.
I need you to, you know, take care of someone who knows Kung Fu. You know, go rough him up and stuff. And he's like, I'm not doing that. I got, you know... I set an example for my kid. He's like, well, if you don't do it, you can't fight here no more.
Yeah.
Good luck feeding your kid, and you can't fight here no more. He's like, fuck. I want all the money over there.
I was like, damn, I'd have to get a real job?
Yeah. Pulling his rickshaw is not cutting. I need these fights. So he's like, I'll do it for all the money over there. I was like, deal.
Right, because actually prior to that, we see there's another master in town whose name I do not remember, but he's upset because...
Master Tin.
Was it Master Tin?
Yeah.
Okay. With the tins? Okay. Yeah. Anyway.
I mean, we could be screwing all this up. Like, that could be a title. That could be, you know.
Yeah, it's all fair.
That would be the school that they're
anyway,
from.
He was upset because his students are basically troublemakers now, and they're disrespecting Ip Man because they're just calling him a security guard. So he gets all pissed off, and he goes to try and face off with them. But, you know, it's like, I'm going to get respect out of you.
No, he's like, I know you're the kids who came and tried to fuck the school up. Like, I know it's you. Like,
yeah. And he's pissed at them so that they get into a fight, but they kind of get their asses kicked a bit until the police show up.
I like how Elvis was getting all up in his old teacher's face. And he's like, he cocks his arm back trying to scare him. This dude did not even blink.
Not even.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, you're not even mad enough. Get out of here.
I was like, I would rip you in half.
He tries to get into his face, and he almost headbutts him because the guy just does not move. He's just like, you can try that. I'm not backing down.
30 years your senior, and I will wreck you.
But yeah, so he realizes he can't beat his old master, so he hires Tintin to go do it. He goes into his umbrella shop, and... fight ensues.
I mean, it's a pretty cool fight.
Yeah.
Really close quarters, and like Master Tin is not a slouch.
No, absolutely not.
So the fight's like actually going pretty good. But Tenchi is just way better. He's
for a shop though.
Yeah, he's just real fast. His shop is just bamboo and umbrellas, and he's just wrecked. He wrecked shop for real. Yeah. At one point, he like kicks an umbrella through a door.
I like that the old master there tries to, like, he jumps to the ceiling and grabs a piece of it to kick him in the face, and Tintin just grabs him, pulls him down, and, like, half the roof with him.
He pops up, though, like a champion. Oh, yeah. All right, I'm good.
Yeah.
Second win.
It's pretty much just like you can tell this dude was semi-retired. Like, he wasn't practicing as much as his younger dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he, ends with him breaking his arm.
Yeah.
Like, he puts his arm against a pillar, punches his arm through the pillar. Like his arm is done, you know.
Yeah, I think shortly after this when they start kidnapping children.
Yeah, they trick It Man. They make the hospital call It Man to say Master Tan has been wants to see him. So he leaves the school to go see him at the hospital. And then while he's gone from the school, they kidnap kids.
Well, he doesn't leave the school. He leaves his wife while his wife is about to tell him that she's got cancer.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah.
He was going to go to the school, but yep. He hadn't left the house yet. That's right.
It's like, shut up, honey. There's a phone call.
He wasn't mean about it at all.
No, he wasn't.
No, it was he's like, is anything wrong? And she doesn't say anything for a moment, and then the phone rings, and he turns to go and answer that, and then she's like, well, oh.
Because the whole movie, he has that weird smile the entire time, mm-hmm. like oh. Phone's ringing. Let me go get this. It's nothing. There's no intentional malice in anything he does.
Meanwhile, she just looks like she rolled around in clown white for a while.
For real.
He's got that smile because he is high on opium. There's no tomorrow. But yeah, so they got his kid now, and he's like, "Oh fuck no, I'm not having that." They try and say, you know, we want you to bring the principal to the shipyard, or we're gonna sell these kids into slavery. But
that's scary as fuck.
Yeah, mm-hmm. that could happen.
That's a real thing.
That's scary.
He was not bluffing.
That's when he's, go tell Sergeant Fatty Popo and get the principal and head down to the shipyard there. I'm grabbing my big stick from home. I'm going to do what I got to do.
It's like, hey, man, you better leave here. Your kid's going to be making freaking tablecloths for Martha Stewart Living.
If he's lucky. Anyway. So he goes down to the docks. There's a shit ton of guys there, but he's not afraid of any of them. And
he has his giant pole.
Yeah.
Yeah, the principal.
The principal.
Mine's bigger than yours, so he doesn't care.
It really is. It's like 13 feet long. It's like ridiculously long.
But
it's my reaching stick.
He wash himself with that.
Yeah.
It's a rag on the end. Anyway, they got all these kids in this cage. They're up on this balcony, and the guy's like threatening his kid, and he's like, put that stick down, and why don't you kneel to me and bow to me and whatever else. And he complies because the kid is screaming his head off. How does this even start?
No, he doesn't know his kid is there until the kid starts calling for his dad. That's when he pulls him out and holds a knife to him with an apple. But
his kid was there.
No, he didn't know.
Yeah, because she told him. He had hoped, the teacher.
He had hoped it was, but he didn't know. Because the kid yelled for Papa. He goes, oh, it's your kid's here. Good.
I didn't know.
I hoped I would have called him. Right. He didn't know. He didn't know his kid was there. But
they're saying It Man didn't know.
No. Tenchi shows up. He's like, yo. What I came for my kid, and you guys like, oh, we got your kid. My bad. He's one of us. Free him. Free the kid. Whatever. So Tenchi's kid comes down, and they go to leave. He's like, I'm sorry, Ip, and just like walks out.
It means not like looking at him.
Yeah.
Like, you bitch.
Yeah. So as he's walking out with his own kid, his kid's like, yo, dad, you're gonna go help them. Like, we gotta help the other kids. Like. Yeah.
My friends are still in there.
Friends are still there. Like, oh,
I got this chick I'm trying to,
For real, like.
I'm trying to get to know.
So he seems like he's ignoring him. So back to It Man. Sang dude is like, he's like, can you fight 10 guys? And we're all like, well, yeah. He's kind of done that already. Oh, that's one. So, well, how about 11?
All right, I guess. Sure.
Which... I guess maybe the thing is he's not so clear that he can totally fight 10 guys, but one, really? You're going to raise it by one?
You got 100 dudes here. You're raising the stakes by one.
Yeah. At the very least be like, the rumor is you can fight 10 guys. Here's 15, maybe preferably 20 or something, not 11. He's
like, I beat up 50 last night when you were trying to burn the school down.
Watch me take on 10 guys.
I'm sorry. You might not remember because you blacked out at that point because I punched you in the face so hard.
But this is part of my problem. This is one of the scenes where I'm like, there's the movie I want to see and the movie that happens. The movie I want to see is this dude has your kid. Like, you should be going, like, full-on berserker barrage on these guys. And he's not. He's, like, totally, like, he's just smacking people.
Well, that's his thing. I mean, yeah, there is... We get into it a bit more later, at least for me, but, like, you would think he was not hold back as much, because I always feel like he is trying to be as... Maybe gentle is not the right word, but, you know...
Disciplined. I mean, he's being very disciplined. Yeah. But it's...
But it's more than that. It's like, you've broken arms before. Why are you, like, letting them get back up that quickly? You know, like...
Because, I mean, when he did fight those 10 guys in the first movie, because he saw that dude get shot in the head...
Yeah.
He was killing people.
Yeah. I mean, like, they were dead. He was killing people. Like,
he was breaking people's legs. You shattered someone's arm like that, yeah.
But that's the bigger thing. It's not so much just killing people, but, like, he was breaking arms and legs. He was making sure, like, I'm taking you out of the fight for good.
Yeah.
Here, it's like, I want to make sure you can walk home later.
Like, I'm going to smack you in the side with this pole, because we got a scene to get through.
Yeah.
But it's like, dude, they got your kid, man. Like, you should be like, raging.
For real.
Yeah. But he, you know, he does a good job fighting all these guys off. He's fighting through, like, this whole half-built boat or whatever and all this other construction stuff.
Yeah, because, like, the 10 guys does become more than 10 guys eventually. Yeah. But people join in.
But at that point, it stops really being a fight, and he's just, like, whack one guy with a pole and they're gone. Whack another guy with a pole, they're gone.
Yeah.
It's like, it doesn't matter where he hits them or how hard. He's just like, if this touches you, you're out of the fight. Sneak away. Yeah, it's like playing tag at that point. And that's just not what I want to see. Especially, like, you're three movies in at this point. We don't need the demure Ip Man. We want to see this guy. I want to see what Donnie Yen can do. Like,
but then we get Tenchi shows back up. He's like, hey, I just came back to get the rest of the kids. He starts wrecking ass.
He's got something to prove.
Yeah.
It's his first movie.
He's beating all these guys up.
Yeah,
so while Ip's in the warehouse, like in another building fighting, he's like, move the fight that way. This guy's back where the kids are. He's fighting people too. Like, he's doing his own shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, his son gets away because Tintin beat the shit out of everybody holding him. He runs over to his father. And his dad is just like, you know, stay behind me, and fights people off as they're trying to get at the kid. Tintin is just letting all the other kids out and beating the shit out of a bunch of people, having a good old fight. Finally, the police show up. They stop everything. They, you know, break the fights up. Everybody gets arrested, except, of course, Ip Man and his kid, who end up in the paper as big heroes.
As well they should. And the rickshaw guy gets put in jail, as he should. It's partially his fault this whole thing happened.
Legit, yeah.
He did try and help, but yeah, he got arrested.
Only because his kid was like, yo, my friends.
Yeah, like, he got a guilt trip from his child. Otherwise, he would have just walked away.
Yeah.
Perhaps.
Collected his money and told himself that he's the best.
So Mike Tyson's mad now. He's like, yo, saying whatever your face's name. He's like, yo. You're an idiot. Why'd you have to escalate shit to be this big fucking mess?
Yep.
Like, this could have been handled way differently, but now it's a big, and it's in the papers and shit. Now my shit's coming to question. Fuck you.
Well, because shortly before that, we get the scene where he has a little chat with the overly British gentleman.
Oh, yeah. The police chief or someone who he's Fatso's boss. One of Fatso's bosses.
This
British guy.
Chief is probably the best way to put it. I'm sure that's not. Actually, is
the commissioner? I don't know.
Thing, yeah, but
I'm the queef of police.
They are kind of. he's in charge of these police officers or whatever, and he's in the pocket. Or I guess they say he's in the pocket of Mike Tyson, but Mike Tyson seems to be working for them. So I don't know.
They're all just foreign devils, man.
Yeah,
they are just foreign devils.
You can't trust the foreign devils. You got to put up that wall. Well, I guess China already did that. Never mind.
It's the biggest.
For now.
So much winning.
For now.
Anyway.
We got to keep those Matt Damons and demons out. You know?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, I forgot about that.
$20, guys.
Oh, God.
Watch the Great Wall. 20 bucks.
Oh, watch Great Wall. That's fine. Anyway, yeah, he tells him you gotta cool it with all your shady practices for now, because I don't like people looking into me like this, and blah blah blah. Cheerio.
Yeah, like, so we get that bit of awfulness for the from that accent right into Mike Tyson talking about, I want to see your face again. You get out of here.
Yeah, but he punches the shit out of that dude.
He punches the shit out of him. Yeah.
it's a, you want to see how hard I can hit?
Yeah. But King Sang, he's sparring. Well, he's holding the
boxing gloves.
The boxing gloves up for this Muay Thai fighter who he's gonna hire to beat up Ip Man. He's like, look, boss, this guy's good. He's so good. And Mike Tyson's like, put your fists up now. And he punches
put your hands up now.
Yeah.
I'm gonna hit you by the tenth. But you're gonna fall down.
Good news for Chinese Dancing here, because he is now hired to fight Ip Man. So they send him off. I believe now we find out the wife admits.
Wait, what did you say? Chinese Dancing?
Dancing.
I still don't get it.
Never mind.
Yeah, I got it, but.
All right. Anyway. Doesn't matter. He's not Chinese, right? He's Thai, right?
He looked Thai, but.
Oh, maybe he's Thai.
They said he was Thai.
Oh,
you were referring to Danzig?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So
anyway. I legit didn't get.
I appreciate the this guy only because we get a cool elevator fight.
It is a cool fight. This is a cool fight.
Yeah, but this is where I had the problem with him going easy on him. First off, his wife finally tells him she's scared after, you know, her kid got kidnapped. She's got cancer. She doesn't know if he's gonna die in any of these fights that keep coming at him.
I definitely have breast cancer.
So she is concerned. He's like, I'm going to spend more time with you. Let's go out. Let's do things. They're in the elevator. They're trying to leave when this guy gets in with them. And he knows right away something sketchy. Like, the guy looks weird. He takes his shoes off. It's like shit's about to go down.
It's like in Civil War. It's like, before we begin, anybody want to get out?
It's like, honey, hold my rice. We're about to paint the town red.
But this is where I have a problem with him really pulling back. Because, like, the first time he gets this guy's leg, it's like, break his leg, break his leg, break. Your wife is, like, literally, like, a foot behind you. Yeah. Like, this is not the time to play around.
Well, I'll let it go in this instant because I get, like, I'm going at it from A, maybe he doesn't want to, like, let his wife see too much violence so that she doesn't, you know, he doesn't want to get the vapors and suddenly die. But also, the dude's just toying with this guy, man. Ip Man just schoolhouse rocks this guy. This dude is chump change. Really, like,
it's a dope fight.
It's a good fight. It's a good fight.
Oh, it's a really good fight.
They're in an elevator. They're on a stairwell.
Yeah. Like, but you can tell the whole time this dude does not have a chance.
Yeah.
Like, he's, you know, he barely gets any hits in. Certainly not any solid ones. And Ip Man's just slapping him around. He's just like, I'm going to throw you down a couple flights of stairs now.
Kicks the shit out of him a couple times.
Really does. He's like,
oh, sure does.
I don't wear any shoes so I can have more dexterity with my feet. And Ip Man is just like, all right, well, how about I just kick you behind the knee and you'll fall down. And then I'll punch you 20 times in the head.
At one point, he like the dude jumps to kick him. He like kicks his ankle while he's in midair and then like chops his neck.
Puts him down.
Like, down the ground. Like, oh, man, like.
It's like, oh, I think you meant to lie down.
But when it's over, he's like, go home.
Yeah, like, leave. Get out of here.
I have a date with my wife.
Yeah, like, this is where, once he finds out she's sick, like, for him, the whole movie's different. Like, it's no longer about any fights. Mm-hmm. He doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
It's about him spending time with his wife because he loves his wife. And I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Well,
I wish my wife felt the same way about me.
Wow. Sort of. First, before he can make this, you know, his wife a priority, he's got to deal with one last little thing. Mike Tyson. So he goes, like, you know, they kind of face off. Mike Tyson says, you know, I'm going to set this clock and we're going to fight. If you survive the fight, I'll leave you alone. So they do.
He's like, I heard you have fast fists.
And well, Donnie Yen's like, what?
What? We'll see who fits the fastest.
What?
You got 3 minutes. If you survive.
I'm sorry, I don't understand what you're saying.
I didn't
catch. Oh, suffer and suck a tan.
Yeah, I didn't catch any of that.
Like, the minute he said it, I was like, I'm like, that's what I'm saying.
Would it be better if I said it to you in Chinese?
He does. That's worse.
Since we're going off the rails at this point anyway, I really kind of was hoping Nun Yen would just like look over and read the subtitles for a moment and be like, oh, okay.
Like break the fourth wall.
Yeah. Just, what's that say? Oh, he wants to fight me. Okay. I got it. So they have a fight and it goes about as expected, I guess. Because, you know, Ip Man's very good about dodging punches and blocking punches. But even when you block Mike Tyson's punches, that's still sucks.
That hurts.
Yeah.
Like, so he's got a lot of power behind that.
Yeah. So like he's, you know, he's got his arms up in front of him, but he's still getting like knocked back 5 feet or something.
The worst part for me is like he's doing these like bob and weave moves, like show he's like fast, you know? And like it just reminds me of what's his name? Was it Balrog from Street Fighter? Yeah,
he just looks like an angry bull.
Yeah, yeah. It's like,
oh, like
that's all I'm seeing.
Because Donnie is just so graceful, and he's just like, whew, like moving around like a snake, just floating around. And Mike Tyson's just like, he literally like stomps his feet like in the Flintstones to get some momentum going. And he pew, just fires in a direction.
Oh.
But eventually, like Ip Man, at this point, he's kind of getting knocked around.
Yeah, he's getting hit now.
Because I mean, Mike Tyson, he. Like, you can hit him a bunch of times. He can take it. Like
Well, that's the other thing,
he's
yeah.
trained to take the punishment and delve it out.
I mean, at one point, he gets kicked in the chest. He just brushes it off like, whatever, dude.
Yeah, it's like, you dirtied my shirt. Yeah. But
even with his fast little rabbit punches, he does it to his side a couple times. It's like, all right, that hurt, but I'm still going.
Yeah.
It was to the point where Mike Tyson, or Frank, sorry, Frank would get Ip Man down. And Ip Man would get back up. He's like, fuck, you got up again. Like, shit, yeah. All right, one more time. Knock him out again.
I'm still not used to that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But eventually, like, Ip Man kind of figures it out. And he gives him the old, like, let's do this again. And he
sweep the leg, Johnny.
Yeah, he takes a lower stance. And he starts going for his legs. And he starts blocking his punches with his elbows.
Yeah.
That has to hurt to punch right on the elbow.
Yeah.
Here's the problem. In that scenario, I think that sucked for everyone involved.
Well.
Yeah, it probably hurt Ip Man too, but it would hurt the puncher more than the punchy at that point. That might be how he fractured his finger.
Maybe. Yeah, I was thinking that. But honestly, I was thinking that thinking this was a good strategy at the beginning of the match, because as you said, when he's doing the ducking and weaving, it's like you're trying to show you're fast with these ducking and weaving, but like it's all upper body. Your legs aren't moving that quick. Like that's where I'm focusing.
He was doing a great impression of his character in Mike Tyson's Punch Out.
That's great for boxing guys, but. There's no rules here.
Ip Man 4, he goes up against King Hippo.
Yo, so we should like dub in the punch out sounds to it.
Please do.
I think I'd rather dub in Mike Tyson's lines into Punch Out.
That'd yeah. be amazing. What was that sound effects? What was it RFX thing that was following us on Facebook? They made the commando.
Oh,
the commando with the contra sounds and mm-hmm. I think they stopped making those videos though. That'd be dope. Don't work for them.
Time to come out of retirement, boys or girls, whichever you were.
Boys and girls, maybe.
You did a great job, so you know, keep doing a great job.
But yeah, so the fight continues. Like you said, he takes a lower stance. He starts getting some hits in there. They're having a good row. They both kind of swing towards some. Potentially very devastating blows, but the bell rings, so they just like, oh, you survived 3 minutes. I'm a man of my word. I'll stop trying to kill you.
He never says it though. He just looks at him, nods his head.
Yeah, he just nods.
His head.
Yeah, none of that's in words, but
and Mike Tyson's not in the movie.
Gone
from that point on.
I believe his last words are, "We'll get you a new balloon."
Yeah, we'll get you a new balloon. He says to his daughter.
It really was.
And I'm just sitting there like. Why the hell was Mike Tyson in this movie?
It makes no sense.
This had no bearing on the plot whatsoever.
But
like, you could say that it does, but it doesn't.
You know why? $100 million worldwide.
Yeah.
That's why.
Yeah, because Mike Tyson.
We're tired of Mike Tyson.
I'm not tired. Listen, Mike Tyson, if you're listening, I'm not tired of you, man. I mean, we're poking fun here, but you know, you could be in whatever movies you want.
Yeah, this is not so much a cartoon. I'm tired of Mike Tyson. This is this was not
what I'm trying to say him. Is America is now with Mike Tyson because we only gave him $2 million for the release here.
Mm.
The rest of the world loves him some Mike Tyson.
I guess so.
And got $100 million dollars out of.
But that I like that. I don't get it still.
I will throw this, which is kind of weird. I think that was supposed to be like sort of a message, like, you know, because he's letting Ip Man leave and he's telling his daughter to let that balloon go. We'll get you a new one. Like, you know, I'm sure there's.
More. You're thinking way too much about that scene.
Probably.
way too much about that scene.
What are you talking about right now?
Well, because he's saying.
The symbolism of him telling her to, like, you can't have all the balloons, let this one go. And he's letting it man go. Like, that's a reach. That's a reach.
Well, because the funny part to me would be, like, is, you know, he said, we'll get you a new balloon. So does that mean he's just going to go harass somebody else?
I think your metaphor is a reach.
Then why the balloon? Why was that in there, Brian?
You don't go from I'm gonna burn your fucking school down to you can get you a new balloon. It's all right.
I'm so tempted.
But they did, Brian.
I'm so tempted to look up the script for this movie just so I can read you the lines, Mike Tyson's lines, and then British dude's lines, and then let you decide if there's this deeper message in there.
Man. I'm not saying for all of it, all right? But Cheerio had nothing to do with nothing.
Pip, if he had thrown away on an umbrella.
Honestly, at some point, I expected him to, like, put, like, a whole tea set into a small bag that he was carrying, pull an umbrella from there, and a monocle, and just fly away.
Like,
he was missing a monocle.
Fuck. next movie.
Yeah, next movie will be about where British people, because as that scene progressed, he got to be like more and more of a British stereotype. He just transformed.
I meant next movie in this movie.
Yeah, the next scene. Right. Next scene is the whole new movie.
Right, because we're done with Mike Tyson.
Doesn't have Mike Tyson in it.
Yep. So, yeah, finally Tintin is just like, you know what? I got a bunch of money from doing all this stuff, all this shady crap I did.
You beat up an old guy.
Yep, I'm an old guy.
An old guy who was respected. You beat his ass up.
And then I beat the shit out of the people that paid me to do it.
For real? Like,
yeah.
I guess, hey, why not?
Yeah. Scumbag.
That means I have enough to buy a school. So let's start one. Yay. And as soon as he does, he's like, all right, now that I have my own school, I want everyone to know his Wang Chung is bullshit.
Yeah, so he built this school in a TARDIS, right?
Yes.
No. All right. So I know where you're going with this because I felt the same way.
Yep.
He bought this tiny ass room to start his own school in. And then the next time you see him in a school, it's a giant ass thing. Right. But I think as he got more famous, he got more students and was able to upgrade. They don't show you the timeline.
All right.
The timelines are weird in this.
All right.
Yeah.
I mean, timelines are weird in this film franchise.
Well, because like.
Yep.
Well, yes, you are correct.
Yeah.
But the rest of this movie is 6 months.
Yeah.
From when he finds Mike Tyson, that's when he finds out his wife's dying. 6 months is the end of the movie. So it's all takes place in those 6 months. But Tin Chi's like, he sees the paper with Ip Man on the cover. And he's like, I know. If they write about me, I'll be famous too. Yep. I'll get some students. Because in one of the first scenes you see him with his son in the movie, his son is like, you know, that's Master Ip. Is he's telling his son, and Master Ip's famous, one day I'll be more famous than he is. Mm-hmm. So it's in his mind. So like now he's like, all right, I'll pay the newspaper guy to write about me so I'll get some students and I'll be famous too.
This is a no talent douche.
Yeah. But like all the rest of the movies.
Well, I mean, he's talented.
Yeah, he's real talented.
Yeah.
But he's a douche.
Yes.
All the rest of the movies, you know, you can't be the new guy in town without fighting the old guys in town. So he's like.
So he literally gets up in this restaurant and just like, there's one of them now. Let me go punch him in the head and like fight. That's it.
Legit. He's mad rude about it.
Yeah.
He's like, can we have a fight, Master? And the guy's like, no, not right now. Granted, the guy's kind of a dick too, but he's like, no, not right now. One of his students stands up. Dude just punched him in the face. Yep. Like knocks him out. Master's like, whoa. Fuck, you were fighting.
It's on now, bitch. All right. So.
Hey, you're rude.
We see, I We get a montage. Presumably, he just waits till other masters show up to get tea and beats the crap out of them, I guess. He's
throwing them all through glass tables.
Yeah, everybody through this one glass table.
Yo, like, if you have a restaurant, don't have any glass in there. No glassware, no glass countertops, no glass windows.
Oh, you got a restaurant. Don't allow people to fight in there.
Yeah.
What are they going to do? Call the police?
You're right.
Like, yeah, Fatso shows up. Like, yeah, all right.
I mean, if you offer him some dumplings.
No, yeah. To be fair, if this was the case all the time, that's when you start getting, like, you know, those tables with the chairs attached and shit, like, and it's, everything's plastic and metal.
A cafeteria.
Yeah, like a cafeteria. Like, I know you guys are just animals and you're going to break everything I have, so fuck it. This is what you get. But, so now he's proved himself. He's become a big shit. The papers are taking his picture and everything, and he calls out Ip Man. Yeah, he's like, you know, I'm going to challenge him because my Wang Chung is better than his. What?
Yeah, he's been saying it all night. Okay. Made a Wang Chung joke.
My force is better than yours. Right. Is that not everybody? Feel better?
Not everybody is going to Wang Chung tonight.
Why not?
Because I have some self-respect.
But everybody should have fun tonight.
Wait. Say it again with a straight face.
And without a Dorito.
I can't do either of those. I said respect, not control.
Oh, okay. All right.
So,
it may be unearned self-respect, but it's self-respect nonetheless.
So, during this montage of him beating up Masters, we also see a montage of Master Ip, like, doing shit for his wife.
Mm-hmm.
He, like, goes, gets lessons on how to dance from Bruce Lee. Like,
which is weird.
So weird. Like, he gets lessons or whatever. He's just doing shit, nice shit for his wife because his wife's sick. He loves her so much. He's not worried about fighting, no, not training, no nothing. He's like, I need to spend time with the woman I love.
Yep.
Yeah. They're going to movies. They're going out to eat. She's only been given 6 months to live, so I'm going to spend it all with her.
Yeah. So, but in the meantime, he gets called out for this for a fight. And the editing is really weird because they never show that he's been told about the fight.
Right. He's just reading the paper.
Yeah.
It says stuff, but.
Like, we can't read the paper, so we don't know what it says.
Right.
Like,
it just tells us the headline, but that's it.
Yeah. Like,
but it's like, yeah, I had no idea. Like, there's no indication that he knows about this fight.
Yeah.
Well, there's a clear indication. There's a clear indication that he knows that he's been challenged, but there's nothing that indicates a time or date.
Right.
So that's the part I find weird.
I missed the part where they said he was challenged, like where he knew he was challenged.
Well, because the paper he's reading, the headline is, Grandmaster versus Grandmaster or something like that. I forget exactly how it's worded, but.
Yeah, but the way they cut the scenes, it's like he's reading the paper the same day they're all sitting there waiting for him.
It is very weird.
This is weird.
Yeah. But so now they're at the event, and you know, Tenchi is their master Tenchi, whatever. He's been respected as a master at this point. He's there and he's waiting. They have a big old arena kind of thing set up, and like there's gold shit everywhere. Reporters, all of the masters are there, and they're like, "Where's Master Ip? He's not here."
He does not respect your authority.
He's ballroom dancing with his wife.
Sure. Literally, that's what he's doing. Yeah. And it's an adorable scene.
Because
neither one of them can dance. Mm-hmm. It's adorable as fuck.
So they declare that since Ip Man did not show up, that Tintin wins by forfeit, basically. So he gets to declare himself the Grandmaster. And
he has a bullshit-ass speech after this.
Yep.
Because he's like...
He's an ass about it.
Yo, for real, he's like, Master Ip. No, he's like, Master Ip's Wing Chun is not the true Wing Chun. Mine is, I come from that school. He knows his is inferior and wrong, which is why he didn't show up.
Yeah.
Because he's wrong. And
it's like, so good for him.
He conceded that he's wrong and that I'm right. So I will bring a great new future to Wing Chun because I'm going back to our classic roots. Like, I'm like, no one bothered to ask him about his wife dying. Like, no one.
Right.
No,
yeah.
Like, because if anyone knew about his wife being deathly ill, wouldn't they have been like, maybe we should not do this?
Well, you think someone at least would be, you know, because one person actually says it might be Fatty Poe or someone, or no, one of the other masters, I think, goes, he might be stuck in traffic, but like no one is like, he might be with his dying wife.
Yeah, like,
like, or maybe she died. We don't know.
Like, none of y'all have hearts.
Maybe she died like an hour ago, and that's why he's not here.
Yeah, some bullshit. Like, I was actually mad during that part. I'm like, yo, like nobody even thought like.
Well, some of his students get very upset with this as well, and
he might be tripping balls on opium.
But so now we go back to him and her, and she's getting sicker and sicker, and I think now she's like, I appreciate you being here with me all this time. Like, I love it so much, but, and I'm so happy, but I could be happier. And he's like, what do you mean? And she's like,
get off your ass.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Yeah. I know you don't want to be, or I know you wanted to challenge, or take the challenge or whatever. You wanted to fight him. You would have done that if I weren't sick. And he's like, yeah, I guess I would. She's like, well, go do that because that's the man I love. Yada, yada.
Nothing gives me the splooshes like when you're beating somebody up.
She even says, like, I haven't heard you train in ages. And I'm like, at this point, I'm like, he's probably rusty as fuck. Like,
yeah, probably.
He hasn't trained in 6 months. Like, he's rusty as fuck. Yep. She's like, I need you to, could you play with the wood again in front of me? Mm-hmm. He's like, all right.
Use both hands.
Dude, like, the worst part about it, like fucked up worst, is like, so he's doing it, but you can see he's like pained by doing it. Like he's like he's, it, he doesn't want to be trained on this. He wants to be there with his wife, but he's like, I gotta do this.
Don't want to keep punching you. You know, it's true. Everything I do it for you.
I'm surprised there wasn't a ballad in this movie.
We needed a traditional Chinese ballad.
Oh, yeah.
Or if Mike wanted to sing something, that would have been great.
Mike Tyson. He's the light in his feet. You should see him dance. Look up Bobby Brown, Mike Tyson.
I'd rather not.
Oh, it's hilarious. He does every little step.
Just both people.
It's him and Wayne Brady.
Oh, I thought it was just the two of them hitting people.
No. It's Wayne Brady, Mike Tyson, and some other dude doing every little step, dressed like the video for every little step. So they're dancing and singing. Like, oh, it's amazing.
Like, I would believe Mike Tyson could dance. I would believe
but
that.
He can't.
Oh, no?
You know, it's awful.
Oh, okay.
But it's amazing.
Are any of them good? Or Wayne Brady's got to be good.
I mean, yeah. Like, okay. It's amazing. Like, it's worth a Google. Look it up.
I'm sure because of his training, he can be fairly quick on his feet. That does not mean he can dance.
Speaking of worth Googling, so his wife's trying to, all right.
I see what she did there.
Yeah, I lost it, though.
Yeah. What? She's dying of cancer, and it's a little weird.
It was a little weird, but,
you know. Although Scrubs did it.
Yeah, but this is way less depressing to watch than Scrubs.
Yeah.
I'm so lost.
Oh, on Scrubs, there was a woman who was dying, I think of cancer, of some rare form or whatever. She had never had sex before, so her, like, wish was to have sex before she died. And so she got some, and then she died.
I remember that. Is that what you were saying to Google? Like, sex with cancer patients? Like, what?
Yeah, like, you missed that part?
Yeah, totally. That's exactly what I meant. Exactly what I meant.
Okay.
So what, did JD do it?
No. It was, there was another patient who was also a virgin who had never gotten some.
I thought it was Ted.
No. It wasn't. Was it Ted? It may have been Ted.
So also a virgin.
Yeah, it may have been Ted.
I don't know. He was virgin. Married, right? At one point, and it's
toward the end. Yeah. He got with a Garfunkel, the girl who plays the ukulele.
Okay. No, I thought like he was divorced.
Kate Micucci.
I thought he was recently divorced at the start of the
season. Oh, that's right. Yeah, he was.
I believe he was. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. No, well, it wasn't Ted. It was someone else. But someone else was also a virgin, and like they got together. Yeah.
So it was like the most awkward, terrible experience for both of them.
And then she died.
And then they died.
And both died.
All right, let's see how to do. Let's wait. Hold on. I think I. Okay. Sorry. Just give me like 20 more minutes. I gotta wash up and fluff, and I'm dead.
But yeah, so
that's how it ended. He said, "I'm dead."
So while his wife's like, you know, go back to, you know, fight, and then I took liberty to schedule a fight with him already. So
yeah, what the hell?
And well, yeah, first of all, she schedules the fight for him. He takes her with him, and I guess just props her up in a corner somewhere.
Because she wanted to hear him fight again.
Yeah. And then, like, they just kind of both abandon their children that are out running in the streets in the rain.
They're kids. It's the 50s, whatever.
I guess. But they sneak in anyway because they want to see the fight as well. And the fight begins. They each grab...
They didn't abandon. Those kids just got out of work.
Oh, I'm sorry. My bad.
Bills to pay, son.
Come on. They got mouths to feed.
Ain't nothing in this world for free. So they grab their big pole and start waving in each other's faces, like you do in this kind of thing.
It's like a weird, like, double dare fight where they just, all right, we're going to use all the different things. We're going to have different rounds for all the different weapons, and we're going to check it out. It's like,
well, like, this touches back on the start of the movie again, because when Tenchi and It Man are first talking, like, the first real conversation after the kids fight, whatever, talking about their masters mm-hmm. are. They both come from the same school. Like, his master and Ip's master both come from this one school. And he's like, well, I heard that this guy was better with the pole and fist, and this guy was better with the knives and feet. And so Ip Man was like, you know, he's like, which one are you? He's like, I dabble in both. And so this was a test of that statement. They're testing out which one is better at what. And they're both pretty even. At least it appears they're both pretty even in these fights. Like, but I enjoyed this last round of fights. Like,
it was a good fight, yeah.
They're both showing off their skill with their chosen weapons, whatever.
Yeah, start with the pole. They seem pretty fairly equal.
But again, if they were going on straight points, I think Ip Man would have won like well into the like early on-ish. Because he was getting a lot of the lands.
I don't know. I felt like the other guy was doing a little better with the knives maybe. But, you know, again, neither one of them really were... Nobody got stabbed. Nobody lost any limbs, so...
Yeah, no one really got hit for real.
Oh, yeah.
With the poles or the knives.
Right.
Wasn't until they were fist fighting. Correction. The poles seemed pretty even because they both broke the pole at the same time. The knives, Ip Man kind of got the upper hand mm-hmm. and knocked what's-name's knives away.
Yeah.
So then the last round, they're, like, fighting just, you know, fists and feet, whatever. And this were, like... They're hitting each other now. Like, now they're both like landing stuff, and like you can tell, like it's like they're really more into it.
Yeah, they're going blow for blow and shot for shot and whatever. But finally, Tintin gets one maneuver in and like hits
a knife hand, like a knife edge, yeah, whatever.
Hits it man right in the eye. So now he's, you know, partially blinded, but he's just like, you know what, I can still hear. So he seems to just kind of focus on hearing him, and as he's coming at him, he just, you know, ducks and dodges out of the way, and then pow, 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 knocks his ass out.
Give him the one-inch punch.
Yo.
Right to the ribs.
It's like, watching it for me, I'm like, because you can tell, right when he gets poked in the eye, he's like, I gotta be serious.
Stop being fun now.
Yeah. I gotta be serious. Hold on. Let me turn my hat around real quick.
This might be my wife's last time watching me fight.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lose.
And like it from that point, it's like 5 seconds until the fight's over.
Yep.
He gets hit in the eye. Tenchi like throws fists at him. He just moves just out of range of the fists. Yeah. And like finally he's like hearing him. He's like he elbows his arm up. He elbows the other dude's arm up.
He gets out of the way of the fist because he's got his arm up, so he's keeping him, like, the only thing he could really reach is his arm. When he's taking the swings at him, his you know, his hand is not quite getting to his head because he's keeping him at arm's length.
Yeah, but, like, when he's finally done, he elbows the other guy's under his arm, throws his hands up. He, like, puts a 1-inch punch right into his floating rib. He's like, bah, hits him. He goes, bah, bah, hits him again in the same spot. Like, it happens so fast. They even do it in slow motion. It's like, bah, bah, bah. And it's just like, the guy's on his knees, like, ah, fuck.
Yeah, it's like,
ah. Like, shit.
It's all my ribs and my lungs. Oh, shit.
And, like, that's it.
Yeah.
He gives up. He smashes his own sign. He's like, you win. Like, I'm defeated.
I admit defeat. You're the victor.
And I'm bleeding internally.
Yeah, someone,
bleeding on my chest.
Someone please call a doctor.
Someone please get an ambulance.
Maybe two of them.
Cause... Did your wife come in one? Can we share?
Jeez. Yeah, and then we just kind of, I think we just go to, like, he's looking at the photo of his wife or whatever, and...
You know, it's a montage of his wife.
Yeah, just the five scenes in the last movie where she was smiling.
Oh, right. He ends what he says. He's like, I admit I'm defeated. And It Man's like, the most important thing is having the love of your life by your side.
Yeah.
And his wife hears him say that. And like, she goes into montage mode.
And that's her, I guess, floating off to heaven or whatever.
I guess.
Because it just says she died in 1960. And the movie ends.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay.
Yep. And that's it. That's the end. That's It Man from 2015. So on RottenTomatoes.com, critics gave this a score of 78%. Finest gave this a score of 72%. That's our personal thoughts and opinions on it. What about your thoughts and recommendations on this, Rob?
I think I'm like right down the middle on this movie. There's like nothing terrible about it where I'd be like, don't go see it. But there are two better movies with basically the same plot in them, and Mike Tyson has absolutely nothing to do with this film. Like, he might as well not be there. So I guess I'll give it a light recommend, just because there is really nothing for me to say it's awful. Don't but it's just like, here's more fighting, but not as good as the last two times we're fighting. So that's pretty much where I'm at with this.
Okay, Brian.
I actually like this movie. Like, I liked it. I it's one of those ones you can have on in the background, and when you look up, someone's fighting, and it's and the fights are entertaining enough. So I'd recommend it. Like, don't look for storyline. I mean, don't at all. But there's enough decent fights in it, and it's just funny enough because Mike Tyson's funny. Like, not because he's trying to be funny, just because he's funny. Like.
Please don't hurt us.
Yeah. I mean, he can punch me if he wants to. If I don't die, I'll be rich, so.
I mean, he's out of his element, for sure.
But you know, I had a good time watching the movie, so I'd recommend it.
Okay. I honestly don't know what to say on this one, because I guess I'm kind of with Rob on maybe a light recommend, but yeah, just watch the first one. I stayed away from this for a while because I didn't think it looked that interesting. And it turns out I had a good reason to, because it's just, again, it's more fights. There's not a whole lot that's improved on the other It Man movies. Once again, we have a weird thing where we can't settle on a story. So we just kind of have two or three going in there, and a lot that just doesn't seem to matter going on. So, yeah. There's nothing offensive about this movie, nothing bad about this movie other than some acting choices by some of the people here, but nothing really wowing about it either. So if you want to finish the franchise, go ahead and watch it, but like, if you're going to watch a fighting movie, better off sticking with It Man, the first one.
See, if I was writing this movie, I would change it up in that, one, I would still keep Mike Tyson in, but I would have Tenchi rise from the ranks through the underground shit, so that when It Man fights Mike Tyson and he would actually win the fight, he would take over. Like, Tenchi would take over and change around, and like, he would change around the fight club type aspect and make it more of a school and stuff. And so at the end, now he has a school that's become, he's changed, turned around and made respected, and now he calls It Man at the end of the movie. Like, he's had progression as a character throughout the time.
Yeah,
and I would change that way, but you know, that's just me.
No, that sounds better, especially since we are clearly not basing this on any real life events at this point. So, yeah, why not?
Like, well, at that point, you make up shit. Just make up something. Like. Yeah.
And instead of dying, It Man's wife could like put on a rocket pack and just fly away.
Or become a tree.
That'd be cool. Become a tree.
Wow.
Or a koi pit fish.
Okay.
Wait, that's Japan, right?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I think so.
I'm a foreign.
Or like not die.
I'm a foreign devil. Well, I mean,
she survived two movies longer than she was supposed to. So
yeah, I guess there's only so long you could stretch out the life of like a person based on an actual person.
Yeah,
I mean, like, they could have just not given her a storyline. She's just been there.
And that then, also would have worked.
They
that,
barely did give her a storyline, but yeah, no, I get what you're saying.
Yeah, and I just, his wife's there, okay.
Yeah.
Although it was nice to see him interact with her, so that's one of the better parts.
They get rid of the older kid, like.
He is he even mentioned in this movie at all?
Not once, once.
Didn't we have a kid once? Shouldn't I tell him I'm dying? Nope, okay, all right, just forget about that. Okay. But yeah, so what else do we have for the people, Brian?
So to finish out our franchise contest, we have the last pick from Rich, Warrior.
Not the Warriors.
No, no. Warrior. It's was Tom Hardy in?
I believe so.
Yeah. I don't know. I think so.
I'm getting it confused with The Fighter.
Yeah, I know, me too. But it's Warrior. It's a fight movie.
It's one of those.
Yeah.
It's a fight movie.
There's fists in it.
I'm gonna
I'm sure.
I'm gonna need to see like a love movie.
Okay.
Not a romance, but like just a movie where people aren't necessarily fighting. Just like I need a palate cleanser.
Okay.
So for this. Christmas, Love Actually?
Well,
yes.
We will have a roll off from our franchise contest after
that's
that.
True.
So one of those movies.
Yeah.
Let's hope there's a rom-com in there.
We'll see how that goes.
Yeah. We'll see how that goes.
Fingers crossed for About Steve.
What?
Never mind.
Are you quite done over there?
No. Probably not. What do we have? What other stuff we got to talk about, Rob?
What other stuff we got to talk about? Well, here's the other stuff we got to talk about.
Do the hockey. Let's do the hockey.
Guys, thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed the show, please check out our website at 4ampodcast.podbean.com and consider subscribing. We have a new episode every week, except for when I'm sick, and then we'll put up a rerun. Please help spread the word about the show by leaving a positive review on iTunes and liking us on Facebook, following us on Twitter, find us at both of those places at 4ampodcast. If you'd like to contact us, you can reach us at the4ampodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah, and feel free to write in. Let us know what your favorite sequel is. There's particularly any sequels that you think are better than the original.
And also, buy a Tactical Sasquatch mug. Last episode, you heard a commando, so you know what Tactical Sasquatch is. It's time to roll out those shirts, boys and girls. Let's go.
I will say, Christmas is coming, and you know your family needs a Tactical Sasquatch shirt and mug.
If you want to buy us a shirt, because none of us have one yet. Because we're too poor to buy our own merchandise.
Yeah, it was cool. It was all right when it was the summer because, you know, it was hot in here. But now we're getting cold. We need shirts.
Yes. I'm tired of my man breasts resting on my table.
So, with that final image in your head.
I'm uncomfortable.
We all are, Brian. We will see you all next time with the Warrior.
Warrior.
With Warrior.
It makes a difference. Like, yeah, it's a different movie.
Till then.
Bye.
Deuces.
Good night.